Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Well, on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bench, eat a burger, eat a bed, I'm over the bed, I'm just hanging out the bed, I'm a bad day, bad line, bad do, bad bread, bad dish, bad bounce. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Barella Palace, right across the river, where Granny loves that purple kush kush in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, ready to drive in, so gonna back and shake it up, you do be all my friends, come on, flat, flat, party up, rats on the west side, the dogs uptown, what a mess, this town's out of my brain, splattered all over Manhattan, should you be shaking, I think I might have caught something from Keith, should you be, what's gigging, I'm Pharrell with your boy, Carver High this evening, and I'm watching the Grizzlies and Warriors, who's out on my mountain, playing. 98-95 Grizzlies, great game, 7 left. So we got to enjoy the push to the finish. And these two are going at it. I did notice Klay Thompson has been out of the game for a few minutes. And, I don't know if he's just resting or if he's injured, God forbid. I just know he's not out there, and he was out there. And I mean, maybe they're playing the burn game with him. You're just not gonna play that many minutes because you've been out for 2 years. He doesn't look like he's been out for 2 years. Anyways, he's got 10 points, 2 threes. He's played 15 minutes, so he plays the least amount of minutes basically on the team. Bielica plays 12 minutes. Meanwhile, that guy hits threes like nobody's business. But I got to tell you, I just watched Ja with another alley-oop to Williams for the dunk. Ja Morant is an absolute freak of nature. He's got 24, 4 rebounds, 7 dimes. And on top of that, a block. I mean, this guy, he's got 5 of 7 from the line, 1-3. 9 of 18 from the floor. He's an unbelievable stud superstar in the making. I've argued that he's the MVP this year. What he's doing with Memphis, the way they're winning and the way they're playing and every night winning and streaky hot all the time, he's been unbelievable. And, the narrative that Steph Curry, broke the all-time three record is, in my view, basically, in not so many words, why they have him, getting the MVP. Because you know, he's turned around the Warriors from, you know, no Clay to, and no success. And they lost, you know, Wiseman on top of that. But the deal is this. This year they're kicking ass and taking names. I think Poole's made a huge difference. And, you know, Wiggins is doing his thing. There's no doubt that they're a good team. I'm not arguing that. But, I mean, they're playing with, you know, Toscano, Anderson, Looney, Bielica, Iggy, Porter, and Payton the second, Poole. That's the team, Moody on top of it. And he's turned them into a winner, so they've given him the MVP. Fair enough. And they've already crowned them champs. Fair enough. Which, that's not going to happen either, I don't think. But that's another story. And we welcome all of our radio affiliates to Pharrell on the Bench. On a Tuesday night, it's SiriusXM Channel 159. And, of course, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Sports Map. Sports Byline. Armed Forces Radio. Good to have you with us. Anyway, so, look. I don't argue what he's done with the Warriors, and they're very exciting. They're a good team. Fair enough. They still got to play 40-some games. They're not champions yet. There's nothing I hate worse than all the geniuses with their big mouths that, you know, all day, every day, just they already, you know, they just sign off on they're the champs. They're going to win it all. No one's beating them. You know, it's just these guys just never stop with their BS, that it's automatic. Done deal. Why even play the playoffs? It's a waste of time. Obviously, they're just taking people's money because if the series is over and the finals are over and the Warriors are champs in, you know, January, you know, 11th, then so be it. Done deal. Season over. Congrats. You're the champs. And we'll give you the MVP, too, with, you know, 41 games left. Okay. And then as far as Slim Reaper, Kevin Durant's doing great, scoring his 30 points a night. I won't deny that. But there's something missing there with him being an MVP. Like, you know, they're losing a little bit now. They got Beard out. They got Kyrie back on road games. They've struggled recently in losing games. And I actually don't believe he's the reason why they work and win. I don't deny he's great. I love watching him play. I live for it. I think he's fantastic. But I think he's more, Carver, I think about this in the break. I think he's more about his own stats. I just think he's more about, what's KD going to get tonight? I'm going to get mine. And that's what he does. He just goes and balls, gets his, and then goes home and plays video games for on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, I think Durant is out for his. I don't deny that the Nets are a good team. I just think he's not, like, carrying them on his back. Like, I think everyone gets involved on that team. I really do. I think Beard does. I think Brown does. I think Patty Mills does. I think Aldridge does. I think Claxton does. They all do something. They all have a role and a job to do. So I can see where every time he goes to the free throw line, they chant MVP because they're stupid. And they don't know what they're cheering. And I'll tell you what, that's the truth of it all. And then when you talk about Ja Morant, you cannot even argue that this is the true definition of a most valuable player. The guy does it all for Memphis. Everything. He even blocks shots and steals out the... I mean, the guy's a cat burglar. And then he scores. He's consistent. He hits for high percentage. It's like every night. He's in that 26 to 30 range. And he's just performing. And he's a draw. Like, he's a... People are buying tickets to watch that guy play when he comes to town. He's worth paying to see. Just like Curry is. I won't deny... For me, it's Curry and Ja Morant. I already told you I picked Ja Morant because I think, like I said, that the Curry end of it is about Him breaking the three record. That's what it's about. But they were already crowning him MVP well before he broke the record, just because he was going out every night and you know, putting on a show and hitting all those threes. I think Morant, for my money, and I don't deny Curry goes to the 10, but I think Ja Morant goes to the 10 way more. And he's a little dude, and so is Curry, but he goes to the 10 more. He goes in and tries to throw down dunks like you've never seen before. This guy, his vertical is sickening. He can jump out of the gym. I like him, and I think he's, you know, the future is here now. It's on TNT right now. And I got to tell you, he's the most exciting player in the NBA right now, if you ask me. Seriously. And I like Luka Doncic for sure, like everybody else, but I think he's a fat ass. I think he's out of shape, and I think he's got injuries because of it. And I think Zion Williamson, basically, you said he was Greg Oden, or I don't know. The guy's got problems, and I think it stems from he's too fat.
Oh, he's,
you know, he went to Duke for 1 year. His family lived in a fat pad, paid. He had all handed to him on a silver platter. He'd been eating like a king since Durham at the training table. Then he went to the NBA, and he's living with nobody around him, no rules. And I mean godly amounts of money, just stacks. Bands make her dance. And then he just goes out and eats the finest food money can buy. Like, he goes to the best restaurants, I guarantee it, in New Orleans. And I guarantee every restaurant in New Orleans is fattening. I mean, you go down there and start eating some fish, I'm telling you what, you're going to be gutted. You're going to go back to your hotel gutted. You know, it's no joke down there. They eat tons of food. And I think he ate it all. I think one day when everybody was sleeping, he ate everything. He ate everything in sight. Refrigerators, ice boxes, picnics, group gatherings, homeless shelters. He ate everything you could see. It was the day he did the Mountain Dew commercial with whoever, the Brow. Is that who he did it with?
I think so.
Remember the one where the PlayStation guy's ripping them, and then they take a dew break, and he drinks the dew, and then suddenly he's dunking every time he gets the ball and doing everything. All I know is I think he ate everything, and they should make a movie out of it, of him just eating everything. Buildings, cars, children, dogs, cats, just eat everything. And then, you know, and then we could, I think, at some point absorb the fact that he never plays because he's always injured. Because he's a fat ass.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. And I guarantee you another thing. You and I both know where he's going. He's leaving New Orleans. He's going to come to New York.
Oh, that is 1,000% happening. I think he's pulling hard. He's just going to eat his way out of New Orleans.
He might just very well be on the way. He might be on the way to that right now. Eating New Orleans. I think the movie should be called Eating Everything in Sight. Or, as a backup plan, Seafood Diet. That's like South Beach Diet, you know, but this is seafood. You see food, you eat it. Boom. You know, I am I'm a binge eater. Carver, it's the weirdest thing. I don't have to have breakfast or anything, lunch, any of that. But the minute I start eating, like, dinner, I don't stop eating until I literally pass out. I eat everything in sight. I mean, you've been to my house. I got kids in high school, man. I have a cabinet filled with just absolute shack. I mean, just junk food, everything. You name it, it's there. You can do whatever you want. You can make waffles, pancakes. You can do, I mean, I'm talking every kind of chip known to man, popcorn, 50 bags of Orville. It's all available, everything. Tostitos, dip, guacamole, it's all there, everything. You can just eat your face off at my house. And so one of the problems is, once I start eating, I can't stop. It's like crack food to me. Like, you've seen me eat in the restaurants everywhere we go, Vegas or otherwise. You know there's something wrong with me, right? Like, you've seen me start eating and I just don't stop.
You throw it down. No, there's no question about it. You do not stop once you get started.
Well, that's crazy. So I think that, you know, we need to get a hold of his agent. And it has to be something like, you know,
he's wanted,
the world.
He's wanted to come to New York since that night where they did that draft lottery. And he thought he was going to New York. He thought he was going to get, they were going to get the top pick. And then he had to sit there and watch them pull the New Orleans card out. And you saw the look on his face from that moment. And you knew he wasn't long for there.
John Moran just had a driving layup and one foul with 28 seconds left. They're going to win the game. And he went into the crowd and said, I'm here. I'm here. I'm real. And
look,
they
I don't
know
disagree with
what
you.
They got there now. They got to give this guy a long-term deal immediately.
I don't disagree with you about Ja. I think that you can make the case, no question, that now he did miss a little bit of time and they still won without him, but you can make the case he's like one of the 3 to 5 most exciting players in the league. But here's why he won't win that Dopey Award. Because you know how these writers and these people that vote for this award, it's a popularity contest. That's all that it is. And it's always gotta be, you know, Durant, Curry, Giannis, LeBron. Like, he ain't in the boys club yet, yeah. Ja. You know, he hasn't played long enough yet. We can't give it to some kid
who's
in the
league
2 or 3 years.
That's what makes him the MVP. He stands alone. He stands apart. I think he has, what he's doing there is the essence of what it's about. It's everything. What he's doing is everything. What he just did when he scored the N1, went into the crowd, and he's like, you know who I am. I mean, he's like, I'm here. This is my house. And I think that he's the best, most exciting player in the league. I think he's the MVP. And what's funny is, the day the season started, I did that on Coast to Coast. I said, you said, who do you like, MVP? I said, Ja Morant. And then I said, Anthony Edwards. And then I said, Doncic. I gave you three, and none of them, Curry or Durant. And then I'm not, you'll never hear me crown a champion. With half the season, not even they haven't even hit the halfway point. So they've already crowned, you know, the champion. That's just absolute. You're an idiot. So anyone that says they know who's going to win everything, you know, 4 or 5 months from now, what are you, Biff? It's Pharrell on the bench. So the Grizzlies beat the Warriors by 8. And, I mean, they got everybody involved. Here's the deal. Thompson ended up with 14. Curry had 27. Ja had 29, 5, and 8. And everybody else chipped in. Every guy scored on that team. I won't waste your time by going through all of their stats. But Ja was the man again. And they've won 10 straight. They have won 10 games in a row. They mean business. Right now, Pelicans tied with the T-Wolves at 112 with 3 minutes left. The Wizards pulled away and beat the Thunder. 122-118. They did not cover the big number, 9.5. Suns by 4 over the Raptors. I think they were laying 4.5, weren't they? I lost that. It was 4.5. I lost that by a hook. I know every spread in my head. Bulls all over the Pistons. Whacked them late. 133-87. And then that's it. So as far as the NBA goes tonight. Hockey. The Penguins lead the Ducks. 1-0 on the pond in Anaheim in the first with 9 minutes left. The Predators lead with 7 minutes left in the game over the Avalanche, 4-3, a good one in Smashville. The Leafs are on the board early tonight, Carver High. 1-0 in Vegas at T-Mobile over the Knights. Lightning, Panthers, and Blackhawks winners. Blackhawks doubled up the Blue Jackets. I did say today, I don't really have any faith in the Blue Jackets, but sometimes, you know, they play. And I give every pick, every play, every day. Just go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all my picks. I kill it in everything. And hockey, it's not even fair what we do in hockey. Making people money. It's just, it should be illegal. It really should be. You know, it's always funny. I always get a kick out of people that say, you know, I'm not into hockey. And I say, well, that's great. are you into making this kind of money? And then I show him like a ticket that I, you know, like a giant ticket with, you know, just we went to the window and we walked away with, you know, $5,000-$10,000. Do you like that kind of, do you like that sport? You don't like hockey, but do you like making that kind of money in one night? Yeah, I thought so. You don't have to like hockey to like winning money. I always say that to people. I say that to 34C all the time. You don't have to like me to do me. You really don't. You know what I mean? You just, you know, if you know you're in that mode of, you're in a period of hate or something, you know, you got like a little stretch of hate going, and then you just, you can still do this with hate involved. Remember, what was the band? I can't think of their name, but you know the one, Go Home, Get Stoned, The Sex Is Better When You're Mad or something. What is that? You know that band?
That was, wasn't that Hinder?
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Hinder,
that's it. So that's what we're looking at here. You don't even have to like me to have relations. But anyway, you don't have to like hockey to win all kinds of money every day with like Carver High and I just nailing hockey winners on coast to coast on a daily basis. And we've had perfect nights as well, an 11-0 night in the NHL. Sorry I was, you know, so perfect and everything. It's so funny. The other night I went 7-3. I got some guy complaining about one of the losses. You know, I hit 7 of the 10 games and I
suck.
7-3.
You know what I mean? I suck. 7-3 and my mother's a hoe.
Yeah. When I went 6-2 the other night and the guy was like, I mean, come on, bro. You can't get these two right? I don't even respond to people. I'd rather say something on the air here. I do look, as I've said before, I do look at these things because I have, you know, a responsibility to do stuff on there, social media and Twitter and all that. And, like, you know, I'll tweet who's on the show and what we got going on, stuff like that. And then I see these tweets from people that say stuff to me. And I'm pretty cool with everybody. I'm not a D. I'm not like some guy that walks around thinking he's some kind of badass or something because I do these shows. I really don't. I'm a really normal dude that I'm crazy, but I'm dangerous. But I'm, you know, I just pretty much play basketball and do the shows, and I don't think anything of it. But you know, I get a lot of flack. It's amazing to me, you know, for what we do, Carver High, you know, because the show, I've always felt like the show's funny and it's fun and it's, people dig it because it's, we just tell fun of people. We make fun of ourselves. We're just abusive in nature. And then I gotta get out of the studio and I gotta bathe in critics. I mean, honestly, do you think I sit around? I see these tweets and I'm like, so I just pretty much, I'm like, when I see them, I have to tell you, my reaction's always like if I went 10-1 in the hockey, I'd get the one guy that complains about the game I got wrong. And it's like the Blue Jackets tonight. I just even told you, I didn't even know the score of the game. And I said, I bet on the Blue Jackets because today on Coast to Coast, I got the Jackets for no reason whatsoever. I have no faith in them to cover a bet. But I gotta do the pick. So, you know, I miss games. I get games wrong. Like I said, I got the Alabama game wrong. And then I get all kinds of flack from people when I get it wrong. But then when I get 71% of my NFL bets hit, multiple times I'm over 70 in the NFL season. Multiple times. Most handicappers in Vegas literally do not have weeks where they hit 70% of their bets. They just don't. And meanwhile, they're charging you thousands of dollars for their picks. Mine's Walmart, $35. You get every pick, every play, every day. And then I get a game wrong, and I get people abuse me when I get a game wrong. But when I go 71% in the NFL, and then this week I kill it again for like 69%, and then I get grief, and I'm like, they're like, you suck, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, So I think to myself, but what's funny is the day I hit 71, I didn't get one person, and I have thousands that get the thousands of people get the picks, right? And I got not one person said anything about, wow, I mean, that is crazy how many games you hit today. You know what I mean? I never get a. I get the critics come out of the soup. They come right out of the soup, right? Tortilla soup. They come jumping out of the soup right onto the table and right into my lap. Like, you know, my dog drooling on me when I'm eating. He just stands over me and drools like Cujo, giant chunks of foamy liquid drooling out of his mouth all over my legs and shorts. And I'm like, dude, get away from me. Back off. And then he backs off. But I got people giving me the business when I get them wrong. And then when I win them tons of money, they don't say anything. Maybe they're on their way to the bank to deposit the money. I don't know. They're too busy to say, you know, what a great day. Because I never get that, Carver High. All I get is, you're this, you're that. You know, I banged your wife, all the rest. You know, and it's really amazing, too, because I don't really understand how they sleep with my wife so much when I'm sleeping with all of their mothers. I mean, there's got to be a point where you're just too busy to keep up with the appointments with Pharrell. All these, you know, moms sleeping with me. And then, you know, they 34 C's got guys sleeping with her. They're like, I slept with your wife. I'm like, I slept with your mother. And she slept with my wife. So let me tell you something. I've been doing the picks for 30 years. 30 years. And I've been hitting bets for 30 years. And it's no joke. And when I went on that rant today, Carver High on Coast to Coast, about the sports books not paying, you know, the mobile betting apps not paying out money they lose because they question everyone. Where you got the money? Where you got the money to deposit money into that account at that kind of number? Like if you went and put in 20 grand or something, they question you like you stole it. Like, I mean, you are literally a cat burglar that walked in with 20 large to put in your account. You got to be doing something illegal. You got to be a criminal. You got to be a felon. Blah, blah, blah. And then they take the money and they take your license, your pictures, your blood, your social security, your passport. They take everything from you. And then you win the bet, right? And then you go onto your app. And your money's blocked. Your account's frozen. And then they know that you want it open, and they know you want your money. So they ignore you for about a month. They won't even talk to you. They'll just completely play. They're too busy. And then at the end of the day, you're in the attorney general's office trying to get your money. And then they start asking questions that you're it has to be laundered. No one has that kind of money to bet on sports. The problem is, it's you. That's the problem. You know what's funny? It's okay when they got $1 billion in the till, but it's not all right when you got 20 grand in the till. And these people are not fooling me, okay? Just so we're clear, they're all scrupulous mother Pharrellers, and that's all there is to it. And you can quote me on that. Now, look, I said, fair enough, today, that scandal with Draymond Green, at least they all paid it out. FanDuel, DraftKings, pay it out. You lose a bet, pay it out. I respect any house that pays their losses, because I can guarantee you, you're not playing that bet without putting that money in. So they're taking your money. They, believe me, all they care about is you losing. In fact, they only want stupid idiots that lose a lot in their apps and in their casinos. D-Lo shot was to tie it for the Timberwolves. They're at 125s with the Pels. I think there's 3 seconds left, though.
Yes, 3.6 left on the clock for the Pels, but the T-Wolves, Scotty, have done some work here. I mean, they've been down this entire game. They have scratched and clawed their way to a tie here, and I know we've talked a lot about Ja, like, and you were on Anthony Edwards as well. Like, this dude can ball, man. I mean, Anthony Edwards is no joke either. He can play.
He's rugged.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go back to this this thing. I don't care about Draymond Green and the
right.
All the people winning their money because the, you know, DraftKings, no, FanDuel gave everybody their money. It was
they
like
deserve
a mistake
to win
or something.
Yeah, they deserve to win.
They deserved it. Okay, but now you know you already know, and you've seen it with your own eyes, where we've been in Vegas, and our old friends there, we'll just leave names out of it.
Right.
When we were doing shows for our old friends, and I'm not talking about the house, I'm talking about the betting company that, you know, we were involved with, that, you know, was heavily involved in the show, and they... I've always had no problem with them to this day. They're still gigantic. They were sold, blah, 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 blah. But you know as well as I do that when we were there, they just literally, if you're a player, if you're a sharp, if you're a good bettor, they know you are, they know who you are, and they just won't even let you in their sports book. They won't let you in the door. They literally facial recognition you and will not let you bet in their house. And that is, to me, is criminal. I think it is unbelievable that they can pick and choose who they want in their casino, but they'll take every effing penny from you. They'll take your house, car, wife, kids, job, retirement fund, pension. They'll take it all from you. And, but you're not allowed to take from them. That's how they run it. That's how they run Las Vegas. If you're a good bettor, go to Macau, because and they probably won't let you do it either, but they won't know you. They're not going to know you in Macau. They're going to know you in Vegas or in Atlantic City if you're a sharp or a really good bettor or you're really good at whatever. If you're a great blackjack player, believe me, they know who you are. And you know that's true, Carver. Now, I have a friend, and I've told this story over and over. I'm going to keep telling it. The only thing, they're lucky I don't say their name. My buddy, they owe him $45,000. And he wants his mother for all in money. And it's been 2 months that they froze his account, as if he went out and raped somebody and then killed him and then buried him in a hole in the backyard. And then just moved right into their house and lived there with the power on and, you know, taking nice long hot showers, ordering movies on the cable system. You got it all going, eating all their food, you know, maybe taking the dog with them when they leave. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to me in this world. You cannot explain to me, Carver High, how can you, they're all making billions. I'm not talking about millions, billions. And they won't pay out $45,000. They think the guy's a rapist. I mean, he has nothing at all. He's never done a thing to anybody. He doesn't have a record. He's not a criminal at all. He just likes to bet on sports. And he'll get my picks, and he'll turn it into $45,000, and then they won't give him his money. They start asking questions. Where'd you get the money? Where'd you get – they see your deposits. And – unless you go deposit like, you know, $1,000 a day, you know, every few days, you know, they're not going to care. But if you go in there with 25 large or 50 large into an account, they red flag you walking through the door. You're nothing but trouble to them, because they know that you're there and you mean business. Because most people, Carver High, that go to the sports books and casinos in Vegas and in Atlantic City and wherever, Biloxi, you name it, Tunica. I don't care where you go to a casino. You go to a casino in Philly or in Pittsburgh or in Detroit. It doesn't matter what casino you go to. They just want stupid people. They want people that want to drink their face off and get drunk and then lose even more money and wake up with a hangover and they don't even know where the money went. That's what they want. They want losers. Bad. Anyone that's a good bettor, you're not welcome. You cannot tell me, Carver High, that that's not criminal.
It really is wrong. We've talked about this in the past. Barring people from making bets, etc. I can't stand it. I mean, they give you the whole line. Well, you know, it's our casino, and we could choose to do what we do. Now, your boy's a different situation. If you took the bet. If you took the bets, you got to pay up after, you know. It's one thing when they don't let you in to begin with, and they don't even let you place the bet. It's another when you take the bets and then you don't want to pay it up after. That's a whole nother story.
They took the bets. They took the bets. They took the account. I think the account started with like 25,000. I had it one day up to like 150,000. And then my buddy lost it all on an Astros playoff game. Lost the whole kit and caboodle. One day he'll make, you know, I seen him one day make $475,000. And then I seen him one day lose $150,000 in 5 seconds. And then call me up and tell me I lost that juice. You know, I get a, you know, if I open it with him and you know, bet with him, it's our account, whatever. And we go make bets. But I can guarantee you in anywhere in, like I said, AC, Vegas, if you're good at betting, go fishing or something. Don't even go to there to play, because they're not gonna let you bet. And it's frustrating. I've never seen so many people mad when we were in Vegas, saying that they wouldn't let people into their sports books, and they got a ton of them all over Nevada, and they pick and choose who they want in their casino, like you said, and that to me is criminal. And I think it's criminal that they can lock and freeze an account for 2 months. I think if they lock your money in, that you won 45 grand, I think they should have 48 hours to figure it out. That's it. I mean, because they're sitting on top of billions in their till, right? And they have all this money. And do you ever have a problem? Frankly, you don't, getting money or whatever in Vegas, you know, if you won, they give you your money. But in the sports betting app business, they don't have to do anything. Apparently it's the wild, wild west. They just, if you win 10 grand, you're just probably not going to get it. And that to me is criminal.
All right. Like in Vegas,
people that run the mobile app should be, here's what's going to happen. Eventually they will get caught doing it and they'll go to jail, because it's real simple in Nevada and in New Jersey, they're regulated so heavily that they know every penny. Okay. So if they find something dirty, they're going to hunt you down. Like, you have no idea what's about to happen to you. You think the mob's bad? Try this on for size. If you take money from a casino, they're going to find you. I can guarantee it. And they mean business, and they get theirs. Trust me. But I've seen my buddy he can't get the money. And you know, it's funny. I used to have an account with him, like I said. And I, when he lost the 150 grand on the Astros, I was like, I'm out. I'm not watching you bet it all on one game. We built it up from, you know, whatever, 10 grand to 150 grand in like a month, you know, nickel diamond and a little bit here and there. I seen this guy, in one day, I mean, $475,000 in one day on one game. And you wouldn't even believe it. If I told you what the game was, you'd keel over. And it had nothing to do with America. It had nothing to do with pro sports in America. It had to do with, I'm just going to say, I won't say the details, but it is the international game of football. It was a soccer match played overseas. And it was unbelievable. I mean, how long does it take to play the game, you know? 2 hours and 15 minutes, something like that. Carver High, a Premier League game. And it could have been a Champions League, could have been anything. It could have been in Serbia. It could have been anywhere in the world. But this game, he won, and he, you know, almost $500,000 on one soccer game. I'm like, I look at this dude. I'm like, who in their right mind bets that kind of money on a foreign soccer game where you know, you don't even know one player's name on the entire pitch? That's like when we had our boy betting on Korean baseball, acting like he was some kind of badass. I'm like, you're a dumbass. Like, who bets on things that, you know, they don't know anything about at all? I mean, I don't bet on some guy saying, you know, hey, I'm on this Korean baseball team tonight. You got to make this bet. Have fun. Have fun at that one. Enjoy the game. I don't watch Korean baseball, okay? And I don't bet on it. Now, anyone that's going to sit here and tell you that they are some Korean baseball expert at the pro game in Korea, they're lying. Okay. No one from here, no one in this country knows jack shack about, you know, frankly, you know, foreign soccer teams that are, you know, 15-hour plane rides away, and you're that'd be like me telling you I know something about Huddersfield. Give me a break. I'm the whole team. You do because you love them. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about some average Joe, you know, betting on soccer, and he makes $500,000 in 2 hours. I mean, you got to be having a great day to have that happen for you. And I saw the ticket, so there's never stories for that kind of money without documentation. And that's the funny thing about my site. It's always been all documented. Everything, every pick is there, the results. And so people are like, yeah, you didn't do that. I'm like, okay, whatever, man. Whatever. So this guy I know, that he's a sharp, and he's a heavyweight bettor. You're talking a couple million a year. He, you know, his family thinks he's a criminal. His family thinks he's a drug dealer. His family thinks he's bad news, you know, bad moon rising. I mean, they think he is up to no good. Meanwhile, he's driving a $200,000 Mercedes, and he's rolling in his side piece, an M-Series Beamer, and he's living in a penthouse overlooking Manhattan, and he's a sharp. And when his family members, who he barely sees anyway, he's got a really big family, and like cousins and uncles and stuff will talk to him. You need to call me, and we need to talk. And then I was in the car with him one day when one of them was giving him the business, and you know, I don't believe you. And then he said, I don't care what you believe, but I'm a millionaire, and you aren't. Good day, sir. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I toss and turn at night when I think of, and I've told you this before, and I'll say it till my grave, that I even told these people that I work for now. I went to dinner with them one night, and I was like, I always did the show. You know, Pharrell and the Bench at the highest level always had the music. You know what I mean? So we always had the ability to play any song, any album, any side, anything, any song, anytime, every time. We could do whatever we wanted. We had the rights. We did it. When I was at Howard 101, same thing. We had total rights. We could play any song, any day, anywhere, anytime. We could run play-by-play, live play-by-play of the NHL, every sport, NBA, baseball. We could do anything we wanted. And there were no repercussions. It was just absolutely anything goes. And when, you know, so you've heard me tonight, like Carver High, singing songs, right? I've been in the breaks, I've been singing songs, and I jam out. I like music, and it always made my show kick ass. I mean, just kick ass. And I'm talking ahead of its time by 10, 15 years. Ahead of its time. When you heard me as a kid on the Fan in New York, and Chernoff was listening to me playing Jesus Lizard, he had a problem on his hands. Because they don't play Jesus Lizard on WFAN New York, okay? When I come back, I'll tell you why it upsets me so much. I toss and turn at night. Toss and turn. Carver Hyde advised me to go see a shrink. He said there's a guy in Strong Island that's really good, but I've already made the doctors all eat the these nuts.